السلام عامل and قابل look at certain things in a particular way. Understood it in a particular way. Ego was involved. Jealousy came into the picture in a huge manner. So he understood it in a particular way. His emotions overtook him and he ended up doing what? He ended up killing his brother. Taking his life. And it preceded was said, over the history of man, over the history of man, the centuries and millennia, we see it repeated over and over and over again. As sad as it is, it has happened, and the reality is that it is still happening. Despite the fact that we are so advanced, we consider ourselves advanced, it is still happening today. We people, instead of giving others benefit of doubt, or consulting, or discussing, they take to arms and they begin to take the lives of others. Over history, after Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's demise, it occurred in Umar ibn Sa'd. He was killed, martyred by a fire worshipper. It occurred sadly in Umar ibn Sa'd, he was martyred and killed. It took care of Sayyidina Ali karamallahu wa jahazanu wa rabba and Sayyidina Uthman radhiallahu anhu. Umar, Allah be pleased with him all. He was also majesty. It happened after that. It happened in the second century Hijri. Amongst our previous session and scholars, people hear about Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal, but they do not know what the man went through. Certain concepts and ideas, those in charge, or those who thought themselves in charge and authority, because they could not convince him otherwise, instead of leaving him with his free to think what he was, because his basic truth, they tortured him. Same happened to Imam Malik. And then beyond that, throughout history, sadly, people fought, people prepared to kill each other because of how, simply because they understood certain things differently, and it evoked certain emotions, and they were unable to control these emotions, and as a result, they fought and killed. Took the lives of people who they understood and knew that those people will never be able to return to life again in this existence. But the emotions overtook them and this is what they did. Information about Islam. We are supposed to share. We, the people of the faith, are supposed to share information about this beautiful thing. But those who are sharing the information about the beautiful being are limited. And others are using all types of means, all ways to spread information about the being that they have molded and shaped to their liking. They have molded and shaped information about Islam to their liking, and this is now affecting the understanding of people. People from outside the faith of Islam. People from outside the faith of Islam are spreading information about Islam, presenting Islam in a particular manner, and as a result, the perception of people out there about the beautiful deen of Islam is distorted. Like massacres took place in the past. Things are happening today. There's a genocide, people, a genocide taking place in Central Africa, in CAR, in the Central African Republic. There was animosity between the Muslims and the Christians for decades, but it has gone out of control. The United Nations have no control over it. Check it up in your news. Google it and see. Last week alone, more than 200 Muslims were killed. It's now Christians against Muslims. Thousands of Muslims have fled their country. The Central African Republic, CAR. Muslims are Muslims. A genocide. They are calling it ethnic cleansing. They want to make away with all Muslims in the country. It happened in other countries. We've heard of it over the years now. Fights have occurred in Afghanistan for the last 20 decades. Palestine, Ya Rabb, our hearts are crying. Gaza, Pakistan bombs between Muslims and Shias and others. Then we've heard over the last decade now as well, things happening in Burma, Myanmar. Monks and Buddhists are killing Muslims. People who we thought were peace, loving people, meditating people, the monks and Buddhists are killing Muslims like nobody's business. And there's no control of the situation. So now we come closer to home. Mali, things are happening there. Southern Sudan, check what's happening in Southern Sudan. People are being killed like nobody's business. Lives are being taken. Now it's a bit far because you hear this word, but see the pictures, read the reports, and you'll see that. It's in our Central African Republic, Yalong people. You know what's going to happen. They can never return from where they've reached now. There's no return. How the situation is going to end up, Allah knows best, Yalong. But what I want to come to is perceptions, understandings. The message of Islam being distorted and people seeing Islam in a particular manner, and as a result, they retaliate. As a result, they have this frustration. As a result, they want to do something, and instead of talking and chatting or finding out about the true teachers of deen, getting access to it, they are fighting each other and killing each other. So now close to home, brothers and sisters. Why? We do not like to hear about this, but the truth of the matter is, closer to home, we are not divorced or protected from what's happening. We are not islands, ultimately. We are not an island. We are influenced and affected by what's happening in the rest of the world. The issue of the scarf, as ridiculous as it is, happened out there in France. It happened out here, it happened out recently to one girl who wants to attend a school in Tambu's club. She was rejected because she wants to wear the scarf. It happened out recently. It's got nothing to do with her work ethic, or her learning ability, or her attitude. Dress code. Do not let us go into dress code. I live next to a church. I don't know what's happening Sundays. Why do they have to wear all these short units for their schools, high schools? Is that a uniform for our daughters and the girls of our community? Here the girl wants to wear a scarf, they refuse their entry because it's that's an issue. But last Monday, a colleague of mine, who's a Hafiz of the Holy Quran, and he got a job, he got employed to teach in the afternoon madrasa in a school in Rashid Park, Lotus River, First Avenue. You may have heard about it. Close to home, brothers. He finishes the madrasa. He leaves to go to the taxi rank to take a taxi to go home to study at night. Teaching in Rashid Park, wants to take a taxi to go back home. As he's walking with his stop, with his stove, a van pulls up next to him and starts swearing at him. Starts calling him names, among which they call him Al Qaeda. When he gets up to respond, they threw him with a glass bottle against his head. They then pulled him into the van and beat him up. Beat him and kick him. Yeah, close to home. Three gentlemen. The one continued driving the other two back in the van, beat him, kick him, swearing Islam, and shouting at him to denounce Islam. Yes, true. Voice of the tape reported, because I know the man personally. Recently married to. Wednesday was starting to call the ambulance was delayed. He couldn't breathe. He was so stressed out, he didn't for the first 24 hours, he went to the doctor. We finally got him to go to the doctor and hospital. Fact of the matter is, he told him I would never denounce him. They continued beating him and kicking him until they couldn't anymore and they shoved him out at another distant area. Long story short, I'm following up on the situation. What was the mindset of those three individuals, Kryptonians, those three individuals to be able to do that to a man who they did not even know, who they had no problem with? He was in his own zone, walking to the taxi and doing his own thing. They stopped and looked for a fight. What mindset were they in? Now, we're not pointing fingers. We have no control over what others do. but we have control over what we decide to do. So we're speaking about this, and generally we are reactionary, we react to things. We have to be proactive. We have to be what? Proactive. And it's our responsibility to spread the true message of Islam. We do not respond violently. Islam is beautiful. Allah has decreed it in beautiful ways. The things happen in the way it happens. The Meccan period of prophethood was different to the Medina period of prophethood. In the Medina period, there was some authority. Agreements were signed of how they would go about living for those of other faiths in the peninsula. And when agreements were broken by other faiths, things were taken to the next level. But things were done because there was authority. In the Makkah period, which we are like living in, when the Muslims were a minority, what did they do? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us. Sahaba radiallahu anhu wa ta'ala taught us. We are like in the Makkah period, where the Muslims were a minority. Even though they were slandered, even though they were tortured, some of them were killed, they were boycotted. What did they do? They treated everyone with character. They persisted in the message, and they educated people. They educated. As difficult as it was, and as difficult as it is to say this, this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted from them, teaching us through them, if we find ourselves in similar situations. We're going to make matters worse if we take up arms. What's going to do? We do not blame or point fingers, but we ask to blame in a sense. Because what are we doing to predict the correct or the true message of Islam? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us in Ta'if, when he was stoned and slandered, at the end he prayed for his people and continued the message. We learn from the life of Umar radiallahu anhu wa ta'ala. The life of Umar. Around the age of 26, before he embraced Islam, that morning, after a meeting with other chiefs of Quraysh, they appointed him, because they knew his mindset and his ability and his personality, they appointed him to go and kill Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the start of his journey that morning was filled with negativity and darkness. On the way, Allah decreed it such that he was exposed to what? He was exposed to verse of the Holy Quran. You know the narration. He ended up by his sister when he embraced Islam and her husband, and he ended up cleaning himself physically and reading verses of the Quran. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu cleansed him internally. And as a result, the end of his journey to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that part of his journey was one of positivity and embraced Islam. How did it change? It changed to education. It changed to exposure to the message of the Quran. Guidance from Allah, yes. But Allah tells even Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِنَّمَا عَلَيْكَ الْبَلَاغُ. It's only upon you to convey. Convey? Are we conveying? So there's a mindset in the world. Sadly, we cannot change the past. We are currently in a situation. But what we have is now, and Ameen, Ya Rabbil Alameen, Allah grants us long life, so we do more prayer. And protects us, grants us to stay away from so long and wasting time. But for the future, what's our mindset? We want to make a difference. And no small thing in our eyes is small by Allah, nothing is really small. There's a mindset, an understanding, a perception of what Islam is, projected by certain people. And we have the responsibility, we have the mas'uliyah, to spread, to make da'wah with wisdom, and to spread the correct message of Islam, the true message of Islam. We cannot just sit and read the news and prevent responses and just convey the information. What are you going to do about it? Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَتَأْمُرُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَلَتَنْهَوُنَّ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. You must rectify things. You must highlight the good, the right things. And you must identify and inform people about the wrong. It's wrong. And what is right is right. If you do not do this, أَوْ لَيُشِكَنَّ اللَّهُ أَنْ يَبْعَثَ عَلَيْكُمْ عِقَابًا مِنْهُ. Or Allah will soon send a chastisement from him to you. Allah will send some adab in some form. And then you can make how much dua you want. But if you are not making some effort to clarify the truth, you're not making some effort to make people see the bad for what it is, Allah says you can make what dua, ثُمَّ تَدَعُونَهُ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, ثُمَّ تَدَعُونَهُ فَلَا يُسْتَجَابُ لَكُمْ. You can make as much dua as you want, but Allah will not respond to that dua. Ya Rabbi. So I make a suggestion, you understand, from today. Do you have any idea? There's so many ways, many ideas, innovative ideas, out of the box thinking, even with how small, whether it be a sticker you want to launch a campaign, whether it be some posters, whether it be whatever, on social media. Peace be upon you, the beginning of Islam. Peace. Call people to this. Call people to that. Ayat al-Quran promoting respect. Ayat al-Quran promoting compassion. Ayat al-Quran to promoting tolerance. Speak to people about who Allah is. They do not know who Allah is. Who Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is. A campaign people, we need it on all planks. On all levels, at all times. People must hear it at all times. We must hear about it at all times. Let's do it. Ameen. I need you to write notes. Write ideas, log it down today or in the week, drop it here. Let us see. Let us have a think tank. Have a busbara for that bruise. Let us not waste our time. We need this. History of man. Man's history is tainted with negativity. Man's history is tainted with pain, with slaughter of different kinds. And sadly, despite the fact that we are supposed to be so advanced in this day and age, there are still people who waste their lives, who steer their lives by emotion. And they are clouded by this emotion and they have disregard for life. Islam respects life, no matter where that life is found, in good circumstances, we respect life. Allah says we are brothers under the children of Adam. Adam, every human being is a potential jannati. We have the responsibility. Convey from me, spread from me, wallow ayah, even if it be one verse of the Quran. Even if it be one thing, have this public intention, I will be part of this campaign to spread the true message of Islam. As-salamu, peace be upon you, in the deen and in the law of Islam. Islam means what? The offering of peace. There were people who allowed the emotions to steer him, and there were other people who lived for peace so that they can live. People who lived living out there in Central Africa. There were people who lived for peace so that they may live. And Islam conditioned and honed and developed such people. People who lived for peace so that they could live. All the laws of Islam are places so we can live. All about this understanding. But I want to see some ideas. I want to see some suggestions, some comments, some whatever ideas. Please note it down. I cannot stand on my feet here after this line discussing all on the air. Write it down, make a note of it before something, we do something about it. We are able to. Can we? Yes, we can. Let's do it. From this point, inshallah, from this message, from here to Bandung, from every person.